Blog Talk Radio.
It is Sunday, July 17th, 2016, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in America. I'm Grantham Taylor Hughes from my show, The Grantham Taylor Hughes Show, with my guest host each week, Gabriella Foster. Hi, Gabriella. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you, Grant. How about yourself?
I'm just fine. We're having a discussion. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's very good. So go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead. We're having a discussion. Who are you having a discussion with?
I was having a discussion with you right before the show, right? Regarding,
we're going to
talk about the health plan today. So everybody that doesn't want to moan and groan about health, right, can probably stop listening or go to sleep. But we're talking about the absorption of B12 in the body, since it's such a big deal out there. And the source of it happened in the early 20th century when they had this pernicious anemia that took place in somebody, and then they discovered the B12 vitamin. And I just have lots of opinions and viewpoints on the vitamin issues for a long time. So now I use spirulina, okay, everybody. But then there's a whole bunch of arguments about the lack of absorption of the B12, because supposedly spirulina has an analog value of molecule, that's a B12 molecule in spirulina, and so that's not supposed to be absorbed, and you're saying that there's a whole bunch of people that are against that and that against the spirulina, and then they're raising the issue that Corella is better than spirulina. Did you find those references on Corella? They're condemning any of the Corella stuff?
Yeah, I'm looking at one right now. This is the first one. It says, in a published research, one plant food, Corella, has been shown to have some B12 activity in humans. So in other words, what they're saying is spirulina does not have B12 activity in humans. Very, very little. But there are caveats that you should be aware of before relying on it. The only other plant source that has been tested is nori, which does not have any B12 activity.
I wanted you to check and see if there's any negatives against Corella. See, because in my opinion,
but you asked me 30 seconds before
okay.
the show to do
right,
this.
Right, that's
so,
fine. Go ahead.
Okay. B12 is a vital nutrient for our cells. In particular, it's an important dietary supplement for anyone who eats little or no meat, such as vegetarian, vegans, and the elderly. 3 grams of Chlorella echloriel contains the recommended daily amount of B12. Not all Chlorella contains vitamin B12, including Chlorella that is cultivated in a fermenter or bioreactor. Chlorella echloriel is cultivated in glass tubes where it's exposed to natural light, so it does contain this important vitamin. Okay, it contains...
Okay,
at least...
so hold up right there for a minute. So you can see that these things are a lot of opinions, and then you go to... Because I've often said that I'll end up having to become a chemist and also study Greek, because I'm so against translations that they really bastardize. But I'm going to have to become a chemist and create a laboratory to make arguments about all these absorption issues. I dropped my earpiece. Because it becomes one scientist arguing with other scientists about who's right, who's wrong, who's reliable, who's unreliable, I was looking at a lot of articles today. There were 30 references that were supporting spirulina, and then there's 30 references against it. So which is which? You see what I mean? And I've been using spirulina probably for 3 years or however long it is, and I'm fine. I feel great. So I don't know. I'm all of a sudden going to die tomorrow because...
It takes 7 years, apparently, for it to be effective, I think, according to what I've read. So...
Oh, I see. So in 7 years, I'm going to die from using spirulina, right? God, that's just too much. God, this is so ridiculous. It truly is. So you're saying...
Okay. Wait a minute.
You're saying spirulina, the effects of it you don't see after 7 years? Is that what you just said?
There's some pretty severe effects from... lack of B12, but I'm Chlorella.
Oh, I see.
Right
no,
now.
No. You see, okay. Well, let me qualify this to the people that are listening, Gabriella, that she said the lack of B12 can show up after serious side effects after 7 years of non-usage. Not spirulina. I just want to qualify that. Gosh, you know, this is being recorded.
It's a major concern for those who don't eat meat, apparently. I think you can get it from dairy, probably. But meat is actually the best source of it.
Let me qualify this to the listening audience, because this isn't a discussion with me. There's a bigger entity here. Is that I've been raw vegan for 10 years. I look pretty youthful. I run every day. I'm in great shape. I don't have any side effects from B12, lack of B12 usage. Okay? In fact, I think I'm in better shape than I was when I was a kid. So it's time out on these things in terms of opinions of, and my opinion is if you have dead enzymes, you're finished. But I think credibility will be helpful in another 10 years to see how I fare. It's like a work in progress, I suppose. I mean, the whole idea of being a public individual in time and space or in your society is very risky because you've got a lot of argument going on about this and that and what you eat and all that business. And in my opinion is if you eat dead food, you're dead. I mean, it just makes sense. If you're not eating live enzymes, then how on earth can you live a long time? You see, if you're putting, is that a valid argument that if you're not eating a live enzymes that you're going to have problems? What about that issue?
Yeah.
Are you there?
That's an important issue. Okay. Of course. You know, okay. I agree with that. All right. So otherwise, I've been eating live foods for 10 years, 100%. So, you know, I'm totally for that. And I think what some of these people are saying that spirulina is because the B12 that it has is analog. Analog actually depletes you of your B12 in your system. So it doesn't allow your body to make more B12.
You have to define analog. Hold it. Define analog. You're not defining it. See, when you use these terms, there's not a thoroughness going on here. See? And again, do you know what that means when you say that?
Analog is a B12 that is not absorbed by the human body. Okay.
All right. And then I saw as human active and analog is separate from human activity. So it would be probably solid matter or something, because human would be a biological versus a non-biological matter or something. I don't know. See, I see. Sometimes these things are not explained properly. You know, they make claims, but then, like I said, if you go to the lab and you make proofs of it, there was a scientist named Herbert in 1988 was saying that spirulina and his spirulina B12 was fine for human activity. But then it's updated and they say his studies are unreliable. According to who? See, this stuff mixes me up in terms of the fact what's true and what isn't true, and then I talk about a relative standard in terms of you've got to create some kind of standard for usage, and then the proof is in terms of your life and what's going on in your life. I mean, are you healthy or are you dead? See that's the timeout here in terms of all these specific arguments and viewpoints about what we eat and what we don't eat, and then people go off and just eat a hamburger and the hell with it. I don't know. I mean, this upsets me a great deal because these things are unreliable when somebody says it's unreliable, and then, well, tell me why it's unreliable. Or when you say analog, you're not defining your terms. You see what I mean? I haven't looked that up either. You know, analog in terms of the usage of a clock is it's a sweep hand and you don't use digital technology. Analog would be a non-specific or like a circular type reference to things and not a squaring the curve, if you will. Analog would be a curvature type thing. So I don't know how they're using it in chemistry with that. because I'm not a chemist, you see. So now I'm going to have to study this week, and then next week we'll talk about what I discovered. I was trying to rally a little bit today and doing some studies and research. But again, I'm not a chemist, but apparently I'm going to have to become a chemist and get all back into all that stuff in school. I hate it because all they do is create terminology so they can be real brilliant and wonderful and be very intelligent and be a specialist as a chemist. Now I'm a chemist. And now I use chemistry language. All my buddies are chemists and propeller head chemists and nerds of the chemistry world. And then my argument is their whole periodic table is awful because they don't even have the proper hydrogen atom. So to me, chemistry is rubbish because their whole periodic table of chemistry is rubbish. So now I'm going to have to get into an argument with chemists about hydrogen, the fundamental basis of the whole thing. So that might have something to do with all the health issues too, because they don't even have the proper analysis of the hydrogen atom. So that can throw everything a field out the window, because if you're going to look at the covalent bonds and the bondings and the components of the molecules, when you have the basis of the periodic table, it's foul. So, I mean, think about it. Just bend the whole thing and eat what you want, you know? Spiritually, it doesn't matter anyway in terms of your liberation. But then we're going to get down to cases of what type of blue-green algae can you eat and what types can you not, because I have a fancy microscope in my office, and then somebody else is doing a qualitative sweeping argument and a new ager says, oh, it's really terrible for you because that's my opinion, you know? And you got qualitative, quantitative. Who's going to measure what?
Excuse me for interrupting. But here's an interesting thing. I was reading this website on B12. And now B12 analogs are ones that are inactive, okay? And the question is, there may be questions that even deter your body from absorbing or manufacturing active B12. But this is an interesting paragraph. The issue of B12 analogs and food sources of B12 can be very confusing. This is because science is still learning about B12 and still developing accurate tests. It may turn out that some plant sources are a reliable source of B12. Further research needs to be done. The important word here is reliable. At the moment, all the major vegan and vegetarian organizations say there is no reliable plant source. So how can we know for sure how much active B12 is in a food and how much inactive B12?
Are you reading this or just giving your opinion?
I'm reading it. And how can we know whether inactive analogs are preventing the active analogs from working? The answer to both these questions is MMA, which is methylmalonic acid. The definitive test for any food is, does it prevent incorrect B12 deficiency? And that's where the MMA test comes in. This is the gold standard in deciding the efficacy of any food. Okay? So they really don't know anything about anything. So all this conversation that we're having is meaningless because there's no accurate testing that is really being done at this point. There's no reliable source.
That's why I'm trying to say to you, when you make a sweeping statement or anybody does mention, hold on here. If you just said it, if there's no reliable source, then it's all rubbish. You see what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So when people make these sweeping declarations, well, you can't use this because of this, I always go to the source and say, who said it was? See, and then now you just prove that there's no reliable source, okay? But then again, what is B12? Wait a minute. B12 was discovered in pernicious anemia back in about 1910. Somebody had some kind of disease, and then they discovered some kind of, I don't know, occurrence in terms of this. They declared the vitamin B12, which means a vital mineral that they analyzed and discovered in some kind of ailment. And I'm going, wait a minute. You know, what the source of that is rubbish, too, in terms of that's not reliable. So I'm always saying, well, what are vitamins anyway? And then you say when people take vitamins, the urine turns the color, but I think it's burning up in Oregon. I think that's rubbish, too, in terms of when you take something and then all of a sudden you're dehydrated. I mean, on time out, you know? We know crystal clear urine is hydration. What?
I want to say something as well, because also I didn't read this part, but the person who wrote this article that I was reading and previously stating, you know, that's not really a natural source, having to get, like, algae supplements. And also, there's a lot of misnomers out about how much protein you're getting from algae. There's a lot of misinformation about that. So the amount that they say you're getting is really much more than what you really are getting in the powders and the tablets and so forth. So the other thing is, if you're a vegan, a live vegan like we are, only eating live foods, because I don't think eating cooked vegan will do the same thing for you. Well, wouldn't it seem likely that, you know, sea algae is not really something that you would normally come by if you're eating, you would be eating fruits and vegetables that grow out in nature. Sea algae is taken from pond scum that's growing on the ponds or something. You know, it has to be processed in order to be created into a powder or some kind of supplement, so it's not really a totally natural thing. So if you want to be a totally natural live food vegan, or raw vegan as we often call it, I think really the best thing is just to eat raw fruits and vegetables, organic as much as you can.
Yeah.
You know, eating. And
okay, but
I think,
let me get in there for a second. Here's somebody, folks, that has been eating nori wraps for 10 years, okay, everybody. It just declares that it's probably not a good thing. I mean, you eat nori wraps every day, Gabriella.
Are you watching me eat every day?
Yeah, I do watch her. I have a telescope that goes to her apartment down in Manhattan.
Okay, yes, I like my nori wraps, but that doesn't mean
folks. She even said it. But you're the one condemning algae because you got to process it to use it out of the sea. But then again, our genes are based upon amphibious life from ancient times in terms of the genes. I mean, even genetic structures. They don't even know that it goes from past lives yet. They haven't produced that, because that's what it does.
Right.
The gene has all the past experiences. So think about that in terms of their limited knowledge that they have. Not even close. See, this stuff is not even close. Talk about unreliable. They're not even near the knowledge that they need to have. See, so my opinion is that if it's you just like fruits and vegetables. Are you growing it off your tree in the front lawn? And then out of what? Out of the carbon that's been ruined over the lack of rotating crops for hundreds of years? You see what I mean? And even Paul talked about that. Paul Twitchell talked about that the carbon in the soil is so depleted. What's the point of that? So you might as well just go breatharian, like I said, and give up the ghost in terms of the argument, not give up the ghost in terms of the body necessarily, but the argument doesn't hold anything because all the food is worthless anyway in terms of the carbon depletions of the ground, the soil. So what about that argument? You know, you just condemn the whole thing. Don't even bother with eating or whatever we do, wasting our time with that, if it's all just a big pile of doo-doo.
Yeah, I think are gorillas or something? Don't they eat their poo? So they get B12 from their poo.
From their what?
From their poo.
Well, from their poo?
Poo, doo-doo, dear.
I know, but then don't start that stuff they do in France when they eat their poo.
Apes do
what?
Who does that in France? What are you talking about?
There were some
that.
French cultures that were doing that. I mean, she's fluent in French, everybody, so she loves Paris. I can't condemn her favorites.
Hold on a second. I don't know anybody who eats their own poop. Excuse me. If you do, you never mentioned
it. Yeah, I think it's called cardophagia or something. There's a group
that's really
groups
disgusting,
that do that.
And I just want everybody
it
to know
disgusting,
I'm not
it is disgusting, but you said
favor.
The gorillas do it. Oh, when a gorilla does it, it's
the
not disgusting,
do
but
apes.
A human does it, right?
Apparently
what?
Apes do. Apparently
okay,
apes
you said
do.
Gorilla. So when an ape does it, it's not bad, but if a human does it, now it's disgusting, right?
Well, humans
correct?
Are a little more intelligent, aren't they? We're supposed to.
Well, yeah, I hope so, but some of this information on spirulina, I don't consider that very intelligent. Talk about unreliable. You know, it's just, to me, there is the issues of chlorophyll. The B12 thing is still, in terms of in 10 years, if I still look pretty good, then where's the argument? You see what I mean? That's what I'm trying to say. I think the proof is in the pudding, so to speak, in terms of the credibility of if you're healthy, what are you doing? Do we just make ourselves healthy because we believe it, and whatever we do, it's okay? And then all of a sudden somebody says, no, it's not, and then the next day you die. It reminds me years ago that I knew an old man that had his little toe, the top of it, just a little bit was solid black, right? So his wife kept telling him to go to the doctor and have a check, right? So he didn't do it. He wouldn't do it for a long time. So finally, when the man was 98 or something, he went and had this toe check, and the doctor declared at the biopsy that he had cancer, right? So the guy dies in 2 or 3 months. I mean, think about how stupid that is. I mean, he lived with the thing for 60 years, and then all of a sudden he's dead. You see? So it's like, you know, the auto-suggestion, which really is just suggesting it to yourself. So you have a hetero-suggestion. Somebody makes a comment, and right away you cave into it because somebody makes some sweeping declaration. It is completely untrue, you see? And then you cave into it because you believe it. That's just, to me,
you
completely
heard something
ridiculous.
About me. Are you talking about me specifically or talking about people in general, I hope?
Well, I was saying anybody in general. I said in general.
Okay, thank you.
That's what
thank
I meant.
You.
Well, what do you think I'm talking about? Everybody succumbs to believability in terms of even who you are. You know, you exist because of belief, a lot of beliefs and things, and just from the past experiences and imagery creation and everything that we are, is a matter of beliefs. And there has to be some reliable standard in order to do that, otherwise we wouldn't be human. All right? So I call it the relative standard because it's in flux. Just like you were saying that nobody really knows and they're still learning about it. Well, that's no good because it means a work in progress and there's failure rates in between, a mean time to failure. Or they're always building cities to improve them. I don't know if they're improving with the really unreliable materials they use, especially the roads and the streets with the big holes they have in them. They have to fix them all the time because they're unreliable material. You see what I mean? Cheap material. They cheapen it all the time. But one of my favorite really ridiculous things that goes on nowadays is that Empire One is that you got a 1,000-foot pillar of cement, a real artisan work and guild work in the middle of it, not the outside. And the outside has all the glass and steel and they put the offices around this middle pillar, this stone pillar that was poured cement in the middle. Okay, pour the cement. That's real artisan work, right? Real artwork, right? Pouring cement. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's absolutely, that's wonderful, right? That's what we have now. Our architecture based upon nonsense completely. And that's Empire One, you know, in New York City that they finished a couple of years ago now. And it's just a stone, 1,000-foot stone pillar. Poured. It was poured cement. They poured it in the middle. They went. They went up every. You know, whatever. You know, what are the levels in buildings called? I don't know what I can't even think right now. I'm so upset. What is it called? You know you know, what do they call when you have 10 stories? The story, they pour the story. They go each story and they keep pouring in concrete. They're just pouring in liquid concrete or whatever, the slurry or whatever it is, and they're just pouring it in the middle. It's just, it's pathetic. And when I saw that, I didn't want to see that. Don't show me these things. You know, I don't want to know these things. I really don't. Out of mind. You know, out of sight, out of mind, you know. It's just disturbing and then you say, well, nobody really knows. Well, then stop doing it. Stop spending millions of dollars on research to waste your time and telling me you don't know. You know, you spend billions of dollars in research and then you still don't know. Well, just stop it. Just quit it. You know, just go out to the park or the beach and have a good time or go to a party and stop doing research on nonsense and stop telling me this doesn't work and this doesn't work. When I look better than they do, or the one of the worst things that Pete ego skew, you know, in terms of a Pilates look-alike yoga, I call it wimp yoga. And if you see a picture of Pete ego skew, he looks awful. I mean, the guy looks terrible. What kind of credibility is that? He's all swollen up and red looking, and he looks like he's overweight, and some of his people that work for him are all fat and everything. I don't get it. That's no credibility, folks. I mean, that Pete is just because he trained Jack Nicklaus in terms of this yoga technique, so he gets credibility. Like Deepak Chopra goes on Oprah Winfrey or Dr. Oz, that guy, you know, he goes on Oprah, and now he's famous, and he's a genius, right?
The thing about
time out, everybody,
things,
just time out. Yeah, go ahead.
Things,
go
you
ahead.
Know, and not to defend Pete Egeskew, but the thing about it is, just because he's doing some kind of wimpy yoga that has a little bit of beneficial effect on the posture and health in that way, helps
auto suggestion,
issues
totally,
things,
hetero suggestion,
doesn't
all
mean
suggestion.
That he's healthy because he's not, you know, you don't know what kind of diet he's eating. He doesn't look like he's eating a healthy diet from the picture.
He looks like
him.
Bloody hell. I'll tell you right now, I say it to his face, you know, I don't know how you can teach this stuff when you look like hell. You see what I mean? I really mean that. I mean, it's just no credibility whatsoever, and it's all suggestion, all behavioral posturing, and all this crazy stuff. It was like that guy doing that sacral positioning of the eight in the brain. You know, the skull. The skull sutures, okay? Moving the skull sutures.
Oh, I know who you're talking
about,
yeah.
We're asking, how do you do that?
Craniosacral something.
Yeah, massage, right? And then we were listening to this guy giving a lecture, and he goes like this. He jumps up in the air like he's dancing, and that's his method. And I'm going, wow, did somebody just shoot this guy or push him off a high cliff? God, please, you know, put him in Dealey Plaza and blow him away. I know it's terrible, but I really mean that. I mean it. It's just, it's insane. It's absolutely crazy. It's really crazy stuff out there. And then people are going to pay through the nose with all this. You're going to pay tons of money to these fools that are out there. And then nobody calls them on the carpet. Well, they have their opinion. You know, and all the new agers go, and they're very serious. We're very serious about our spirituality. We all have SD, you know. So anyway, I play back these things, and people say, Grantham has an anger problem. But I play them back, and it's wimpy. You talk about wimpy angry. I'm a real wimp when I get upset.
I play them back,
and it's not a big deal at all. What's that?
Doesn't necessarily mean that you're angry.
But I'm upset about lack of credibility. I mean, they're not accountable, and then people don't make people accountable.
We're sitting here with this wonderful gift of the Internet, because it is wonderful in a lot of ways, because you can look up everything really fast, but that doesn't mean that most of the information is garbage. How do you know what's accurate and what's not?
Well, that's up to you to decipher it and do the research and the study. I do. I research and read everything I can. What?
I know,
as much
you
as I hate
too,
chemistry,
but...
I was studying the chemistry all day long today and trying to get a fix on this stuff. I mean, this stuff is really boring and dry in terms of chemistry. They're throwing around all the terms and everything. You see what I mean? Okay,
mm-hmm.
So we're down to the last minute and a half. We burned up 30 minutes of your time today, so we appreciate that. Oh, boy. Thank you for being here, and thank you for your commentary and your research work. I appreciate it, God. I truly do.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having me, Grantham.
It's quite all right. And I want to thank all the journeymen that are on the show listening and the new people, too. This was quite a lively discussion today. I hope it stimulates you and you get all fired up this week to go and study chemistry, right? We'll get really fired up about chemistry. That one is probably even worse than math. When you start talking about chemistry, it's like, oh, please, help, right? I mean, math is bad enough. You'll lose a lot of your audience in that discussion. I'm sure I lost a huge amount of audience today, too. Anyway, so this is Grantham Taylor Hughes for my show each week. Have a great week out there. Have a lovely week. And as I always say, goodbye for now.